I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. New economic data out today shows that Americans earned a little more and spent a little more last month, nowhere near the kind of buying needed to lower the 9.6% unemployment rate, but all told, good and important, because spending accounts for roughly 70% of all economic output. So let's start with a look at consumer spending, especially as big retailers like Sears are open tomorrow on Thanksgiving, and they're putting Black Friday sales online tomorrow as well. Washington Post retail reporter Elon Mui is with us. And Elon, start with online sales. What are the projections?
Well, this year, ComScore is forecasting that online sales will increase for the holiday season 11%. Now, that's double digits compared to what some predictions are for retail overall, which is just about 2 to 4% at the very highest levels. However, online sales are still just a fraction of the total retail industry. I think they make up about 4%. So even though we're seeing big gains in online, it's still just a small portion of the bigger industry.
And what about the role of social media?
Social media is really hot this year. Everyone's talking about Foursquare and Twitter and Facebook, and retailers are using these outlets to try to tell consumers about what deals they have going on, but also to try to engage consumers in a little bit different way. This year, for example, Walmart has instituted a new program where they are asking consumers to like certain deals, and if enough people like it, then the deal will actually be activated so that consumers sort of have a choice in deciding what things they want to go on sale. Another website called ShoeBuy.com also is offering their shoppers Facebook credits with their purchase. So instead of getting a gift card or something like that, they're giving you money to spend on Facebook so you can play Farmville or whatever your favorite games may be.
Well, no, wait a minute. When it comes to this Walmart offer on Facebook, you know, a proposed deal becomes a real deal if people like it. Are people really falling for that? You know, it was probably a deal they were going to do anyway. But as you said, this way, they're giving consumers a role.
That's right. It's all about engagement. So whether or not they would have done this anyway, the point is that they're getting consumers activated and actually getting them to go to the store for the deal. So Walmart can offer whatever they want, but people aren't actually going to go buy it. It doesn't do them any good.
Right. What are the projections about what people will buy this year, aside from the new Justin Bieber doll?
Well, the Justin Bieber doll is going to be hot. There are about 1 million that are going to hit stores this holiday season, and Toys R Us actually flew them in from Asia early so that they could get them on their store shelves before anybody else. They're really betting big on that. Toys overall are going to be important. Obviously, we think of the holidays, we think about children. So some of the hot toys this year are thingamajigs, sort of little whimsical creatures where you can squeeze different parts of their body and they'll make a tone and sing a song. Mm-hmm. Also Bigfoot the monster and video games and electronics. Video games have had sort of a tough time over the past year, but there are some new products out there that they're hoping will help rejuvenate that market, including Black Ops, a new video game, and the Xbox Kinect.
Well, and Amazon.com spokesperson Craig Berman says one of the most popular gifts for kids is something called My Pillow Pets. But for adults, we understand Walmart is not going to be stocking the Apple iPhone. How does that change the picture?
Apple is realizing that they need to increase their distribution channels, right? So you're going to be seeing the iPad as something that's actually really popular. The iPhone, again, is something that's going to be, you know, big for adults. And electronics overall, retailers typically use electronics as a way to get buzz for the holiday season. So they'll discount those products to get people in the door and then hope that they buy other things as well.
Well, just briefly, Elon, we said that consumers are spending more, but not as much as they normally would after recession, because we understand they're getting their personal finances in order. They're paring down debt and not using credit cards as much. What does that say to you?
Well, it says to me that people are looking to really stick within a budget this holiday season. We were a country that was living beyond our means for several years, and now we're trying to right that ship. And one way they're trying to do it is to not use the credit card so that they can be sure that they're only spending money that they have. The National Retail Federation put out a survey recently that said credit card usage is expected to be at its lowest level since 2002.
Well, here's an amazing statistic, again, in today's government data. Before the recession, Americans were saving just over 1% of their disposable income. And this past October, that was up to 5.7%. So obviously, people are more conscious of their own debts. That's Elon Mui, retail reporter for The Washington Post. Elon, thank you and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.